This November storm stranded many people at home for days last year, and apparently they did not spend all their time shoveling snow. Amy Gomlak of Mercy Hospital of Buffalo joins me this morning to talk about the baby boomlet they're experiencing about 9 months after the storm. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
How much busier has the maternity ward been recently?
Well, interestingly, we usually on Sundays were averaging about eight babies, and now we're about 16.
Has that put much of a strain on your staff and on the facilities?
Well, we actually were pretty prepared for this because we've experienced these little blips with past storms. So we handled it with extra staff being cross-trained, more equipment and cribs being available. And like I said, we sort of knew this was coming, so we planned ahead.
What other storms have you observed this phenomenon following?
Do you remember back in October, I think, of 2006, that October storm?
I do.
Yes, we had a little bit of a blip then, but this one seemed more legitimate, just a longer, more protracted snowstorm and a lot more steady deliveries about 9 months later.
Now, this November storm actually caused problems for you on both ends of that nine-month interval. What was it like during the storm for women who were trying to give birth?
Well, it was an amazing time. I've never experienced staff and physicians pulling together even more closely than they already do. And we did have staff, nurses, secretaries, doctors stranded for 5-6 days. And the emergency response teams brought moms in on snowmobiles. Dump trucks brought moms in. And some moms, as you know, in the paper, delivered at local firehouses.
Now, I don't know if you have enough data to tell, but the baby boomlet that you are undergoing right now, do you think that's an increase in the birth rate or just a shift in when the pregnancies began?
Actually, it's a good question. The last couple of years, we have watched a steady increase, the last 3 years, in births in Western New York because we, all the birthing hospitals, track that. So there had been a steady decline since 2007 in births, but 3 years over, there have been more births than the previous year by about 300 or 400 births.
So I guess we can attribute that to global warming.
Global warming or just a fabulous Buffalo environment.
Amy Gomlak is Vice President of the Women's Services Line for Mercy Hospital of Buffalo. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.